Jim Bob, what's Amir's role going to be on Saturday?
Looking forward to getting Amir back. Hopefully that's this week. Hopefully all that goes well. He's been a good player for us before, and I think he can help our offense get better. So we're excited to get him back. I'm sure he's excited to be back, if and when that is this Saturday. Ready to get rolling with him.
Do you think he's your best rusher still?
I'm not into ranking guys in the media. So obviously we're working through trying to run the ball better. That's on our entire offense, all 11 on the field, all us coaches, me being the leader of that. So we got some getting better to do when we run the football. But I'm excited to get Amir back on the field. He's a good football player, and we like good football players.
Certainly didn't look like it, at least early, but was anything good adjusted play calling for Stafford's hand last week?
I'll stay out of the specifics of injuries and all that, but whatever percentage and yardage and all that stuff he threw for seemed to be pretty decent to me. So I think he's doing just fine.
You did use Kenny Galladay a little bit differently, some more of the motion stuff for the backfield, the jet sweep pass, whatever those are called. Is his playbook knowledge expanding, or the ways and roles you'll trust him in at this point expanding?
I think that's fair to say. Like any rookie, you get more comfortable as the year goes on, and Kenny obviously missed a stretch of time there. So he's catching up on some of that development. He can do a bunch of things. He comes in, works hard, learns well. We are experimenting with some different things for some different guys under the guise of you know, sort of trying to make more plays, make more yards, see who can help us win in different ways. And also sometimes, you know, the defenses may have a certain guy circled on their sort of depth chart or whatever you want to call it. This is the guy that's going to get a reverse or a jet sweep or whatever you want to call it. And not always bad to get some variability in that. So,
Jim, Marv and Golden are both on pace to have 1,000-yard seasons. Just what type of pressure does that put on a defense when you have two guys that are as productive as they've been?
Well, I think those two guys are playing well. I see them both improving different ways, but I wouldn't just focus on those two. I would say, you know, several of our offensive skill guys are out there making plays, really being threats to the defense. I don't think, Kenny Galladay certainly made some big plays this year. Eric Ebron's made some big plays. Fells has made some big plays. Theo Riddick always catches a bunch of balls, makes plays. I can go on and on a little bit. I would say overall I see guys getting better, skill guys getting better running routes, getting better making tough catches. And, you know, we're putting the ball up down the field a little bit, and guys keep making plays. That's really encouraging. So it is difficult when you have two guys that are making a lot of plays, getting a lot of catches, but I think it's even more difficult with three and four and five. And until they change the rules, that's as many as they'll let us release on a pass. So a bunch of targets out there, hopefully spreading around to a bunch of different guys that are all really working hard to get open on their own particular route. I think that is pretty tough for a defense. So.
Depth you've had all around, at every level, it seems like.
It's hard for me to remember and compare and do all that, but we are happy with our guys. We feel like we've really grown through the year. I think our guys are getting better. I think we're performing a little bit better. We can do it. We can keep getting a lot better, that's for sure. But guys are working hard. Guys are improving, and that's showing up on Sundays, I believe.
You guys did not allow a sack last week for the first time in a couple of years. I don't know how much was due to, you know, their lack of pass rush or what you guys were doing up front. What are you guys doing different up front that maybe led you to have some success last week?
We're just trying to adjust and adapt to our guys and their guys, our sort of pass protection plan to their either pass rush plan or blitz plan. And every one of those things matches up a little bit differently. Our guys up front did a really nice job last week. This was not a – that was not a defense that was going to blitz you 40 times in a game. They were going to mix some big pressures from time to time. But a lot of times we were getting four-man rush. We tried to have the best plan available to block those four guys. Our guys up front did a good job. Stafford did a good job getting the ball out on time, which requires our receivers getting open on time. And that all kind of worked together pretty well a lot of those times last week anyway. And we need to keep that going. Zero sack games are really beneficial for our team.
If you do get pass protection like that, what do you feel like, what new possibilities is that open to you in this offense?
Well, it ought to you know, the pass game and the pass protection game really work together more than a lot of people realize, or a lot of maybe announcers talk about, or media kind of talk about, write about, because sometimes might be a beautiful pass play out there, but something goes a little wrong in protection, and then vice versa. We could have an excellent pocket, and maybe there's just not a good pass play going. We don't have anybody open. So when one of those things is going really well, it should help the other, and both of those things can work together. When they're both going really well, we can, you know, move the ball and score points at an accelerated rate. So the more both of those things get better, the more they will help the other one get better, and they do really work together to improve.
Jim Bob, what sort of development have you seen from Michael Roberts this year?
Michael's getting better. Young guy, he is learning a ton. The tight end position really requires that. I don't know, maybe outside a quarterback, who's got to learn more facets of the game, you know, run blocking, pass protection, pass routes, and then, you know, all the details that come within those things, you know. Tight end is a complex position, and Mike's learning a bunch. Mike's getting better every week. He's taking every rep he has and really trying to work to get better. He's got some talent. He works hard. He wants to be good. We see him coming along, but he's got to keep pushing himself, keep getting better, finish this thing strong. He's doing a nice job. Like all young players, got to keep doing a nice job, keep getting better.
Just to follow up real quickly, what sort of tight end do you see him becoming once he's more of a finished product?
Well, he's versatile. I don't want to pigeonhole him. He's versatile. He can block really well. He's got some really intriguing tools when he runs routes, goes, catches the ball, has some athleticism. Versatility is a really important thing, I think, for a tight end, and to have a guy that can sort of do all that stuff. And he's a young guy. He's getting better doing a lot of different details within all these plays. But I'm excited about sort of his development this year and where he'll end up. I'm not going to pigeonhole him because I think he has the talent to be sort of do multiple things well for us.
Jim was talking about Kenny finding his sky hook. You got a couple guys that have signature moves, whether it's Theo's angle route or Golden on those shallow crossers. They just seem to be really consistent weapons for you guys. When a guy does something so well, but the defense still can't stop it, I mean, what goes into that? What goes into having that unstoppable, I guess, go-to move?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it has to do with the guy, right? What are his strengths? What are his strengths as a player, as a, you know, as a wide receiver, as a tight end, whatever guy we're talking about here, goes into his strengths as a player. And then obviously when you go through a bunch of OTAs, when you go through training camp, you get a lot of reps of doing certain things. And sometimes certain routes really stand out for a guy. You go, boy, he runs that route really well. You know, the quarterback sees it really well. He gets open on that quite a bit. And sometimes that thing happens and you sort of do it more and more and more during a season. The flip side of that, which is kind of the fun back and forth game, is, you know Golden Tate does an excellent job on those underneath crossing routes. So does the defense, right? So how are we going to sort of match that up? Are we going to keep throwing them a ton of them? Are they going to start sitting on them? What's that going to look like? Sort of the game within the game. But the more guys can get really, really good at something, I think that's really valuable for an offense because you can always have a change up that can sort of complement that. So
this week you had 44 passes to 18 runs. Is that generally, is that an approach you feel like can work if the passing game is that much better than the running game?
Traditionally, I just give you guys no good information on my run pass strategy. So I'm gonna keep that going. What I will say is, thought we had some success throwing the ball last week. I would like to have more success when we run it. That would be beneficial to our offense and our team. For sure. So we would like to be more successful, more efficient running the football. We're going to keep working really hard to find those edges and get a little bit better.
Not having success, why run it? Why keep running if you're not having success?
Same as the previous opening to the last answer.